Good morning, everyone. I can't believe we're already entering the seventh chakra activation. I'm wondering if by now you're feeling your chakra system active and vibrant. After the activation of the six chakras, it is only natural to shift to the seventh crown chakra. Some don't even consider it a chakra. It's like a trans chakra. It's beyond human psychology. Still, this doesn't mean that we cannot activate its hidden powers, which are liberation and contact with the universe. The crown chakra is located in the top of the head at the center of the skull. Exactly in between the two ears, you can find the seventh chakra. In that way, it creates a straight line that begins in the root chakra, the center of the perineum, and culminates in the crown chakra, the center of the head. As you already realize, the crown chakra is not exactly inside the body. It resides just in between the top of the head and the space above it. This is very significant. It is the chakra that connects human beings with that which is beyond them. And not just beyond, literally, above them. It's a very physical expression of the principle of transcendence. So connect for a moment with this point just at the center of the top of the head. It is almost like an opening in the gap between the two halves of the brain. In this element of transcendence, we can find the power of the crown chakra. It can release us from the limitation of our form, our mortal body. We can literally escape through the crown of our head to the realm that transcends limitation, mortality, and personality. Some say that through this opening we escape at the moment of death, especially if all goes well. Death aside, we don't have to be all the time stuck in limitation. Limitation from the perspective of the seventh chakra is the source of all suffering. It is our very knowing that our deeper nature is limitless that causes us suffering as long as we don't activate this hidden power. One part of us is indeed limited. It is our human element. But we also have a transhuman part, a part that belongs to the cosmos, to higher reality, and to the unknowable source of the universe. In this sense, we are like a genie in the bottle. Time to release the genie. It is highly important to be able to awaken this power of transcendence, even temporarily, since whenever we transcend limitation, we quench a deep and painful thirst of our soul. That is, of course, the supreme purpose of meditation. To supply us with this constant escape into the limitless, where the body is just a suggestion, another possible experience or state. We are not our body. In this sense, not all escape is horrible. As long as we remember that there is a meaning in our return to the body and to our in our limited experience as humans. If we remember that, it's more like taking a vacation from our human form. When you take a vacation from your routine and go to New Zealand, that's refreshing. But there's also the routine of our personality, our mental habits, our emotional habits, and our physical existence. So let's take a vacation. Much cheaper. So we can now enter our crown chakra activation. As always, you can close your eyes. And locate this one point of the crown chakra, the exact middle point of the top of the head. And let's breathe into this point as a borderline, feeling the body below and the space above. Feel how this point separates two worlds. At the same time, it connects them. Now, as you fix your awareness on that point of the crown chakra, suck into this point your whole being, leaving the body empty. Do that effortlessly, like you would suck with a straw certain liquid. Feel how your whole being and identity flow and shift to this point. Just like a magnet, you pull your being and identity to the crown chakra. That is the true meaning of I have a body. Feel how from this point you are of course connected to the body, but that your being is bigger than just the body. Now breathe into this point. Concentrate your whole being in it. Feel how your whole self, your whole being is concentrated there. And then using your breathing, intention and visualization, simply burst out from this point into the space above the head. Just move out effortlessly. Breathe yourself out. With every out breath, feel how you are coming out. let yourself hover over the head. Feel as if the opening of the crown chakra has widened from a small dot to a large opening. You are still connected to the body, but also the entire space above the head is yours. Feel how you're hovering over the body, encompassing it while being bigger than it. Look around. Can you find a limit or an edge to your being above the head? Let yourself spread even more with this recognition that your consciousness has no edge. Feel the relief of limitlessness. Then return through that point of the crown chakra, through that opening, without letting go of that space. Return to feel the body with this liberated presence. As if you're descending all the way to the root chakra, all the way to the center of the perineum. Very gently you can open your eyes. when you return from such an inner vacation, life still has this fragrance of that vacation. Your today's challenge is to look at the world from this point of the crown chakra, just in the middle point between the top of your head and the space above it. And check what the world looks like when you look at it constantly from that point. It is one of the most liberating and empowering perspectives you could ever have. So have a good day and see you tomorrow.